Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio. Boy, those segments go so fast. For you who are just turning into the second hour, we had David Ludwig on in the first hour. He talked about his book, Always Hungry, Conquer Cravings. Well, that's often a article in a book. Lose weight permanently. A lot of books try and promise that. But what was different about him and his book is that he's talked about the science of retraining your fat cells, saying that when you overeat, when you eat too much, it takes your fat cells to gather fat, and they cause you to keep overeating. Very unusual presentation. Excellent book. Oh, and our usual caller, wonderful caller who talks about things. By the way, at 17 after, we will have Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not On. But let's go to Jim Graham. Jim, what'd you think about, I hope you were able to hear, Always Hungry with David Ludwig?
Yeah, I was listening to him, Dr. Mike, but it kind of reminded me something. When he was talking about saturated fats and overeating and that sort of thing, I always remember what you told me right after I had my heart surgery. You always told me that saturated fats, no matter what, are bad. And you put it this way. You said, if that fat is hard at room temperature, it's hard in your arteries. So shouldn't we stay away from saturated fats, that type of saturated fat that's hard at room temperature? Because it's not so much how fat you get, it's that plugging and the cholesterol buildup and fat buildup in your arteries that it's the main concern, isn't it?
Right. So the easy way of remembering, if the fat is hard at room temperature, it's hard in your body. And things that are liquid at room temperature, like olive oil, are flowing and not clogging your body. You're absolutely right, Jim. And I didn't get into it because there's so many questions you could ask him. But for example, one of the problems is that coconut oil is used as a model to cause accelerated memory deficits in animals. That is, when you give coconut oil, you allow inflammation to occur in the brain, which accelerates what we call brain rot, or accelerates neuronal loss, which leads to memory deficits. So that's been a model for how to create brain rot, that is, the palm oil, coconut oil, for years. And palm oil is recognized as probably a carcinogen by the USDA and the World Health Organization. Coconut oil only has better marketing, and it probably is as dangerous for the human body. So I didn't get into that, but in his book on pages 78 to 81, he goes through the different fats and in fact shuns them, tells why we shouldn't have them. He actually knows the trimethylamine story very well, yet in two of the first 7 days of the plan, has us eating 9 ounces of steak and 2 egg yolks, etc. Has some egg whites in there, but has a lot of what I would call food that is dangerous for us from the, if you will, saturated fat. Now, he's only deals with kids usually, so he's a pediatric endocrinologist, knows the changes, and has a group. And the problem with diet is it's really tough to study in the long term. Those that have studied it would say, yes, you want healthy fats like olive oil, canola oil, avocados, flaxseed, chia seeds, those type of fats that are healthy and are monounsaturated or polyunsaturated, especially ones that contain DHA omega-3 and ALA omega-3. That's such as salmon, ocean trout. For the DHA and for the ALA, it's walnuts and flaxseed and avocados and canola oil. And the interesting thing is he didn't bring up, but dark chocolate has a very interesting metabolic fate. It's got a saturated fat that is in the first pass, as soon as it gets to the liver, which every food does, it turns into a polyunsaturated fat. So it's a different fat than other saturated fats. And so,
not to cut you off, but, you know, I think the best advice you can give anybody when they're out shopping in a market is what we said a long time ago. I learned this also. If you stay to the outside line, you have the fresh foods and vegetables. If you go on the inside, going up and down the aisles, you have a lot of processed foods. And when I read the labels, and I do read labels now, Mike, after my operation, I got what you said. I got religion, boy, when it came to putting what I put in my body. And I figured this, if I cannot pronounce the stuff that's in the food that I'm eating, I don't buy it. I look for the stuff that has things that I know what it is, and if I can pronounce it, okay, it's all right with me. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I think that's excellent, because a lot of it is that whole foods, that is, foods that you get that look like they're from the ground, you can eat and eat well. Now, he even makes a difference that I wanted to get into. We have to actually have him back, because one of the things I want to get into, resistant starch, and whether anyone, he makes a point about not having white potatoes, because it's as clear as refined food. At least cold white potatoes may be, I think, okay, because it becomes a resistant starch, resistant to digestion, resistant to raising your blood sugar. The great news, Jim, is in this process, we know that blood sugar, that is the increase in your sugar level in your blood, is a key cause of atherosclerosis and a key increase in cancer rates, and we also know the reverse of that is that avoiding simple carbohydrates, added carbs, added sugar, added syrups is one of the best things you can do for health. I think almost all of these books now are saying that, but I think that complex carbs are fine and are healthy and maybe much healthier than many of the foods that have protein in them. Now, that's not to say that a lot of proteinaceous foods aren't good. They are. So I like legumes and salmon, and if you will, salmon is really the only animal food I eat now. But that salmon and legumes and nuts are all healthy. So I think you're right. Shop the outside of the market is the first thing. And the second thing is skip those foods that have saturated fat in them, such as egg yolks, such as red meat and pork. And I even avoid butter and coconut oil and palm oil, because at least the data in animals, and we don't have any in humans, but the data in animals makes it very problematic.
Jim, you used to say, too, that if it has a father and mother, don't eat it.
Right. That's a thing from Dr. Esselstyn that he taught me, that if you avoid foods with fathers and mothers, you'll do much better. Jim, let me ask you one more question.
Sure.
Which is about, since you're a big follower of baseball and sports, what do you think the chances, I've only got 1 minute, so what do you think the chances of the Cleveland Cavaliers getting to the finals this year are?
Oh, absolutely. I do believe they will. What they have, they had the best record, except for Golden State, wasn't it? They had one of the best records in the NBA. I think they're going to make it. I think LeBron will come through this year.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, as we say. Take a listen. I hope you and all of our listeners listen to Gary Ginsberg, who's up next. What's toxic, what's not? What should you do if you've got a floor from Lumber Liquidators that has a lot of formaldehyde in it? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We want you to stay well.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why?
because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution. Fact. All probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and only Natron cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. Natron's Healthy Trinity, the world's best triple-strain probiotic. Hear it from our satisfied customers.
My name is Dr. Stephen Faber. I'm a gastroenterologist from North Carolina. I use the Healthy Trinity products personally and recommend them for my patients for several reasons. They do represent three of the best strains of probiotics available today. They're manufactured and shipped cold to guarantee potency of the colony-forming units, and the Natron probiotics are the superior probiotic.
Try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days, plus the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. Give them a call now at 866-4-NATREN, 1-866-4-N-A-T-R-E-N, or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. Natron.com, promo code RADIOMD. More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike, and my favorite part of the show, because I learned so much from Gary Ginsberg. Gary Ginsberg's website is whatstoxic.com, but I learned an awful lot. Now, Dr. G, your mailbag, I bought flooring from Lumber Liquidators 2 years ago, and now see they have stopped selling the Chinese-sourced formaldehyde product so they can comply with the strict California regs. But I have the banned flooring. How unsafe is my kitchen or dining room, and what should I do about it? Gary, what's the answer?
Not that unsafe, but it should be tested.
So liquid lumber, I can never say it,
lumber liquidators.
Lumber liquidators, thank you, Mike. Yeah, that has me, this email question has me tongue-tied. But that company is offering a test kit to find out what the formaldehyde level is in your house. Now, it's not a foolproof system, but if the levels in your kitchen and wherever the flooring is, if it is elevated, this test kit should show it. So they offer you to set it up. You get a sample, you know, you just leave the sample out in the middle of the room for a couple of days. You send it back to them. They will get the result. But the interpretation, their interpretation of the result might be a little bit different than someone in public health, because they're going to say that anything below 80 parts per billion is okay, which is the World Health Organization level. But a number of states and Canada have set a level of 40, half that. So if you're above 40 parts per billion, you've got some kind of an extra source in your house. Normally, background is up to about 20 parts per billion.
Now, will they give you the absolute result, or will they just say, okay, if you're below 80?
If you ask them. If you don't ask them, they'll probably just say, oh, you're fine. So, and if you're above 80 or above 40, whatever you can get them to agree to, then they're not necessarily going to rip out your flooring or give you a refund. They'll come over and do more testing and try to figure out if it's the floor, or if you've got some odd, like new drapes could give off formaldehyde. Even new clothing could give off formaldehyde if you just bought a whole new wardrobe. So they'll come and try to figure suss out what is the source of it. But if it is their floors, they will have to do something with it if it's in their mind, if it's above 80. I would hold them to above 40. EPA has looked at the whole situation, and they have said it's kind of fuzzy, and they're not really buying into this whole testing thing. But I would get this. The other good thing is for this particular emailer, his floor or her floor is 2 years old, and the off-gassing goes down over time. So by now, that person may not have much to worry about anyway. But I would take them up on it or hold on. If you haven't bought it yet, wait a couple of months and put in new flooring after we're sure all their Chinese dumped, you know, cheap products. Because Japan had banned it, Canada had banned it, Europe had banned it, the U.S. hadn't banned it. They were dumping it into the United States, all this cheap flooring.
Chemical in toothpaste and soap is associated with autoimmunity. What disease does this cause? And what do we do? And what chemical in toothpaste and soap is this?
Okay, so autoimmunity could be anything from rheumatoid arthritis to systemic lupus to diabetes, type 1 especially.
So autoimmunity means your body being attacked by your body.
Right, it's your own immunity against yourself. Right, so what these researchers did, they looked at the NHANES database, which is the National Health Survey across about 5,000 randomly selected people that's meant to be representative of all of us, and they looked at the ANA titers in the blood. ANA is anti-nuclear antibody titers that these 5,000 people had in their blood, and they found, and they looked for a correlation. It's a fishing expedition what they did, but they looked across literally, I'd say about 300 chemicals that you were detecting in people's blood, including heavy metals, including dioxins, including PCBs, you know, all the bad actors. One that they left out, I will tell you about in a minute, but they did test a lot. So this is a lot of chemicals versus ANA titers. And again, the higher your ANA titer is, the closer you're creeping towards autoimmunity. You know, you above a certain level, you're autoimmune, and you're probably reacting against yourself at that point. So the ANA titers, there was a direct correlation with one chemical. Out of that whole list that they tested, there was one chemical that was statistically significant, robust, highly significant, about a threefold odds ratio, and that was triclosan. And I've talked on this show about triclosan before, about how it does cause immune dysfunction in mice. and it's been associated with allergy and asthma in children. The higher the levels, it's, again, it's in soaps, it's in certain brands.
So triclosan, we should say, triclosan is with antibiotic soap. It is in the antibiotic soap, so you can look at it, and it is in some antibacterial, both mouthwashes and antibacterial, as you said, toothpaste.
They put it in deodorant now. So you should look on the label. Any product that you're taking internally that's sort of like something to cleanse the mouth with, or make toothpaste, or body lotions, or oils, especially anything that says antibacterial. You want to, if it's got alcohol and that's the basis for the antibacterial property, fine. But if it's triclosan, it's probably not a great idea. It's been showing up in
with alcohol either, and I'll come back and talk about that after the break, Gary. So it's not fine with alcohol either.
You don't want drying and defatting of the skin. But anyway, triclosan is definitely something that should be avoided at this point. And FDA has put out a notice to all the manufacturers. If you want to put triclosan in, you got to prove it's safe and effective. Because the other thing is, it's not doing a whole lot in most products.
Zika and DEET. Yes. Is DEET the answer to the Zika problem? And what do we know which mosquito it is for sure?
They have identified the mosquito in Brazil and Colombia as one that is indigenous to that area and that we could get in some tropical parts of the United States, but they haven't been, the Zika virus hasn't infected those mosquitoes yet. But the big new news since I talked last about Zika is that the CDC now says that they have consensus on the scientific support for Zika causing brain malformations, the microcephaly. So certainly pregnant women do not want to get bit by the wrong mosquito. And if you are traveling down to these endemic areas where Zika is high, you want to make sure you've got fairly strong bottle of DEET with you. So now that's the other question. So how certain are we that DEET is safe for pregnancy? Well, there really aren't any red flags. DEET has been used for many years by pregnant and non-pregnant people alike. Very little toxicity has been seen with it. The animal reproduction testing that's been done at relatively high doses has not found much. So DEET looks, certainly on the risk-benefit side of things, DEET over Zika any day. DEET does not look like it's a reproductive risk. Zika clearly is. So you want to avoid getting bit. And you probably, if you have the strong concentration of DEET, like 30%, you probably only need to apply it once every 4 hours. If you have the lower concentration versions of DEET, you probably need to apply it every 2 hours if you're out there where there's a lot of mosquitoes in a tropical area where Zika is endemic. So that's just, it's sort of like what's toxic, what's not. Zika is definitely toxic. DEET is pretty much non-toxic.
Gary, we'll have to either hold you over or have you come back, because we've got more topics to come over, and I'm going to talk about alcohol and mouthwash when we come back. Use the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay tuned.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaels.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Radio MD.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I got a question relating to a set of stories we did, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and we got a series of questions in the mail. Let me go over the stories we did so you understand. This is because it's a fairly complex issue, and I wanted to bring it up in the right way. So what this is a story about leafy green vegetables and alcohol or antibiotic mouthwash, and it came up from Gary Ginsberg's story about the triclosan mouthwash. So you want nitric oxide in your blood vessels. Nitric oxide is produced both when you stimulate it to be produced. So if I use a muscle in my leg and warm up by walking and then go to a run, during that warm up or even during the run, my leg turns on the nitric oxide in the arteries leading to the leg muscles. Why does it do that? Because nitric oxide dilates your blood vessels. So you want it to function because it's essential for dilation. We often think of it as the warm-up for sex as well, and both in males and females. In females, it increases orgasmic pleasure. In males, it is what causes erections. That is, the nitric oxide in your arteries goes up. That makes your blood flow in and get stiff, and then you have an erection. And it is what Levitra and Cialis and Viagra all prolong the action of whatever nitric oxide you release. Well, as we get older and as we get arterial disease, we produce less of the nitric oxide that is in the arteries all the time. And it's why athletes, as they get older, need longer warm-up periods, because they have to induce. So you have endogenous nitric oxide and you have induced nitric oxide. Well, one of the ways you get endogenous nitric oxide in your blood vessels, and this is really important for heart disease sufferers, and especially because nitric oxide is in all your arteries, including the ones in your heart. And so you want it there because it helps your arteries stay open. Where do you get that nitric oxide endogenously, not that you induce? Well, you get it from both your production in your endothelial cells, and that production goes down as you get older. But you also get it from eating leafy green vegetables and beets. So why do I pick on beets? Because those are the things that have nitrates that are easily converted. So nitrates from leafy green and beets have nitrates that, after they get to your intestine, go into your blood. And this is a weird process because it goes into your blood and then it's concentrated in your salivary glands. Those are the ones that produce saliva in your mouth. So you have nitrate from the leafy green vegetables and the beets in your mouth. That doesn't do any good. You need nitrite. What converts the nitrate from your saliva to nitrite? It is the bacteria in your gums and mouth. So you want some bacteria there. You want to floss. You don't want damage to your gums and teeth. But the bacteria you want there. And what kills that bacteria? It is antibacterial mouthwash and alcohol mouthwash. So you don't want those. So what do? Well, you don't have those. You have just normal bacteria in your mouth. You eat leafy green vegetables and beets, and you get the nitrate, nitric oxide, and nitrate going to nitrite, and you get nitric oxide in your cells. You get better dilation, less heart attacks, less strokes, less problems with your arteries dilating. That's a long way to get to the question, but the question asked in my mailbag was, if I don't want alcohol in my mouthwash, what about alcohol drinks? I have a glass of wine every night. And so this was a question from Greg, and so I'll have to read you my answer. I hope I can find my answer to Greg. If not, I'm going to make it up. But Greg asked me, I finished your article on the most important principles for staying young, avoid antibiotic and alcohol mouthwashes. It makes sense, and I'll go back to using only toothpaste for my morning brushing. Why is the alcohol in mouthwash destructive, whereas no mention of alcohol in beer, wine, or gin and tonic? Are they a different type of alcohol? And the answer is no, they're the same type of alcohol, but you don't, if you will, gargle alcohol in wine or beer usually. That is, you don't usually gargle your beer or your wine. So the wine or beer does not wipe out the bacteria around your gums. I got to tell you that Greg was good about that and said in his response, and thank you, Greg, for this because it made my day, wow. Thanks for the response. I will stop gargling my Manhattan. And so, Greg, thank you for that because it did uplift my day. By the way, we got some other questions about this. And Angela asked, what about using hydrogen peroxide as a mouthwash? And the answer is, One would expect the hydrogen to wipe out the bacteria if gargled, but I have no data to say what would happen if it actually does, and I don't know of any studies on it or many people who gargle with hydrogen peroxide. It destroys a lot of tissues. I don't recommend ever gargling with hydrogen peroxide. And Angela says she uses it to brighten her teeth, I guess. So I would not do that. And that's some of the questions from my mailbag. You can always send us questions on the mailbag at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. I love them, and I love the questions, so thank you for sending them. I've got this is a question or a comment from Muriel. Could whey have caused the cancer because it came from non-grass-fed cows? Just a thought. And the answer is, we don't know where the whey came from in the old days. This was actually probably grass-fed, but not wholesome grass-fed. This was studies done in China on whey protein Chinese population ate, and it was that increase in whey protein that was associated with cancer in the Chinese population. But it was so long ago, we don't have good data on the other things in the whey protein that came at that time. So, Muriel, thank you for your comment and question. I just don't know the answer to it. And as Muriel so aptly put, used to think science was exact. I don't think so anymore. That's right. There's all kinds of modifications with the studies, and that's why you have to do your best guess. My best guess is the healthy fats are healthy. The long-chain carbohydrates, that is, the non-stripped carbohydrates, are probably great for you, especially in vegetables. And that, if you will, it's only the stripped carbohydrates, the simple sugars, and the added syrups that aren't healthy. When we come back, we're going to cover the rest of the topics for the key point segments. We're going to talk about diabetes cases have quadrupled in just over 3 decades. Why is that? And the Well Beyond Wellness segment, Family Leave, gets a major boost in San Francisco and New York. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. And we want you to stay well, because we're a show that gives you enough knowledge so you can take control of your health. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, If you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And just relating to the last story we covered, and by the way, anyone can email us, udocs@gmail.com, youdos @gmail.com, or call in 844-305-7800. Jim Graham and others should call in regularly. We love it. But Muriel says, should I stop using peroxide regularly to whiten teeth? And the answer is, we don't think that knocks out the bacteria. That is, it's a low enough dose, it doesn't knock out the bacteria in your gums. I don't know the data on that, so I'm going to try and find out whether routine use of that is daily use of the lower dose of peroxide, does wipe it out. But clearly, using peroxide in the doses that you have to use to make a difference in the dental office, you don't do that every day, so I'm not worried about that. I wanted to cover a couple of other subjects just to bring up what our, since we're in the last segment, Well Beyond Wellness. The group sued to force the FDA to act on the chemical in food packaging. Chemical, perchlorate, you can't see it, they don't list it on the label, but it is a inhibitor of brain development and a toxin, especially for kids. So don't buy packaged foods when you're pregnant, and especially when you're pregnant, that's when you want to buy organic foods, and make sure you do take a prenatal multivitamin. The Wellness Foreplay segment. Losing your partner, especially if sudden or earlier than age 60, makes your heartbeat irregularly and more irregularly. And as you get older and more accustomed to the chance that you're going to lose a partner with a chronic illness, then you don't have as great as that twofold increase in atrial fibrillation that you do under the age of 60. It takes about 2 years to get rid of those abnormal beats from this, and that's probably caused by a nervous system change in your vagus nerve. And we'll do a special show on vagus nerve next week. The Wellness Foreplay, using the number 4 for foreplay segment, using impotent mosquitoes in the battle over Zika. They're trying to get the females to mate with males whose sperm will not propagate new mosquitoes. Don't know how well that's going to work. Gary Ginsberg's segment says DEET looks like it will kill those mosquitoes and slow the spread of Zika. Question I was asked again on the email line, would I go to Brazil if I was a tourist and in the potentially pregnant era? And the answer is no. Would I go to Brazil if I had a granddaughter in the potentially pregnant era, but I'm going and the granddaughter isn't? It's unlikely you're going to come back a carrier that's going to have a mosquito that's going to give it to your granddaughter, but I would probably avoid that too. If I was a competitor, I would just make sure I didn't get pregnant during the period when I was likely to be harboring the Zika virus, which is 2 weeks after you get back, plus association with friends. The automegas, no sleep, that is a lack of sleep, causes accumulation of brain poop, doesn't allow your brain to get rid of its waste material, which causes a destruction and inflammation in your brain and brain rot. So insomniacs, there is a thing you've got to... And I don't know the mechanism of that. We'll keep following that story. Other items that we covered today is whey protein. So this is an In Case You Missed It segment like Dr. Oz would do on the Dr. Oz Show, still one of the great shows on TV. Is whey protein the breakfast of type 2 diabetes champions? What this was is the insulin levels and control of type 2 diabetes was best when you ate the biggest meal in the morning, a middle-sized meal at lunch, and a small meal at dinner. And it was even better when you used whey protein in the morning. Don't know why. And the negative of that is whey protein in China was associated with the development of cancer when it was introduced in the 70s. We don't know if that was caused by an abnormality in the specific whey protein. It's been shown in animals, but has never been shown again in humans. A new procedure could help obese patients shed pounds. I didn't get to that one. That was specifically inserting a radiologic tube, a tube in an artery, feeding it to the area of the stomach where you secrete ghrelin, the gremlin that makes you hungry, and knocking out some of those ghrelin cells. Is this less expensive, less invasive than other surgery? Probably. Is it going to work? We don't know. It was a test. Losing a partner can break your heart. We went over this. And paid family leave gets a major boost in San Francisco, New York State. Bonding with moms and kids is so important. And even dads and kids is so important in those first 12 weeks. So San Francisco and New York are taking the lead on this. Looks like they will take the lead on this. I think those bills got signed. It'll be very interesting to see what happens in the rest of the country and if we follow Canadian lead of giving much more time. Diabetes cases have tripled in over just 3 decades. And in the United States, when I started practicing, 2.2 million of the 211 million of us in 1974 had diabetes. This year, it's 36 million of 330 million. That's up, even on the population basis. It's up about 12-fold. It's predicted to be between 180 and 220 million in 2050. That will take $4 trillion to treat it at today's treatment costs without any new technologies, without any aging of the population, that is, and the population will age, we expect, and it costs more the older you are and the longer you've had type 2 diabetes, but that's just one of the chronic diseases. Hip replacement, 67,000 were done in 1974, about 1.2 million Last year, the predicted 6.3 million with only a 50% increase in the population. We have to stop the influx of chronic disease. I'll tell you the story from the Cleveland Clinic. We have done it, and I'll tell you how to do it in next week as well. If you will, the other two stories I wanted to repeat. Does exercise during pregnancy lead to exercise-loving offspring? The answer is, at least in rats and mice, it does. We don't know in humans. And mosquito versus mosquito in the battle over the Zika virus, that's the impotent mosquitoes are now taking charge. That's a good news story, as they may be able to slow the Zika virus. Get load up on DEET and Promethazine if you're going to go in that areas, but I would just avoid those areas where a lot of mosquitoes are present. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We hope you do stay well. This is a program that will be back again next week to help you take charge of your health. You can do it. Start today with walking.